Sagt er nicht so weiter, man sagt, dass Makis, Perik, Beis, Mishnah, Ches. Kiyotzebai. Now, normally, Kiyotzebai means, in a similar vein, here's another thing which is very similar to what we learned about earlier. But over here, the Tosfos Yom Tov explains it's not really connected to the previous Mishnah. Rather, we already learned, what we're going to learn in this Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we already learned in the Sechta Sanhedrin, Perig Yud Mishnah Ches, and over there the term Kiyotzebai is used, and over there it is compared to something that was in the previous Mishnah. So Memela, we're using the same Lashon over here. So Kiyotzebai. Ratzeach She'galo Li'ir Miklotoi. If someone who killed someone else B'Shoigeg went into Golos to his Ir Miklat, V'ratzu Anshei Ir L'Chabdoi, and the people of the city, they want to honor him. They want to give him Shishi, they want him to sit by the Mizrach wall. Yoyim Elohim, he has to say to them, I want to tell you the truth, Ratzeach Ani, I killed someone B'Shoigeg. I do not deserve this honor. Amrulai, if they say to him, Afal Pikein, nevertheless, we want to be Mechabed you, Yekabel Mehem, then he can accept the honor from them. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'zedvar Haratzeach. All he has to do is to say, I want you to know why I'm here. If they still want to honor him, then they can. Now, does this Ratzeach have to pay rent for living in an Ir Miklat? Well, the first Shita holds, yes. Malam Hayeschar LeLevim. They would have to pay rent to the Levim for their houses in the Ir Miklat. The Ari Miklat belonged to the Levim. Now again, there were 6 designated Ari Miklat, and there were the 42 regular cities of the Levim. They all belonged to the Levim. What's the difference between the 6 and the other 42? There are nafkaminas lahalacha. In regard to the official 6 Ari Miklat that were separated just for cities of refuge, Hakol Moedim, he does not have to pay rent. But we said besides for those 6 cities, he can run to any of the other 42 cities that belong to the Levim, and he's safe over there. But here, there is a machloikis in the other 42 cities, whether he has to pay rent to his landlord, the Levi, or not. Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to pay rent. He can't say, listen, I don't want to be here. Well, the Torah says you have to be here, because you killed some of B'Shagik. So malum hayischar leviim, they had to pay schar to the leviim. They had to pay the leviim for their houses. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda zayhalt Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says loya yamal len schar. The Reitzchim did not have to pay rent to the leviim. The Torah gives the people that are chayav galus a right to live in the Ir Miklat free of charge. Now what happens if there was a kohen gadol during the Gemara Din? He goes to the Ir Miklat. The kohen gadol passes away. So now he's back. Now he, let's say, before he killed someone B'Shag, he had a very chash of a job. Maybe he was the head of a Bezdin. Now he wants his job back. What's the halacha? Again, a machlokes. According to the first time of a chayzer, l'sirara shahayabai, he returns to the position he held before he went into Galus. If he was the Rosh of a Bezdin, he resumes that position when he returns from Galus. The Meiri explains, he had a kapara. This is very important to understand. It's not like, oh, one Ratzeach was lucky. Right after the Gemara Din, the Kohen Gadol died. He doesn't even have to go. Oh, the other Ratzeach, what terrible, terrible luck. There was no Kohen Gadol by his Gemara Din. Now there's no way for him to be freed. One person's there 2 years, the Kohen Gadol passed away, he can go. The other person, Nebuch, had to be there 20 years. It's not luck. The Meiri explains, the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows how long this person has to be in the Ir Miklat in order to have a kapara for his Aveira. So one person doesn't have to be there at all. One person has to be there until he passes away. Even his body has to be there. He has to be buried there. Another person after 2 years, after 3 years. So if this was the Hashgacha, that he's there for whatever amount of time, and now the Kohen Gadol passed away and he goes free, that means he had a kapara. Well, if he had a kapara, so says Rav Meir, V'chayzer l'sirara shayabai, he gets his job back. Why shouldn't he get his job back, even if it was a prestigious job? Again, Divrei Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda says, Loi ha'yachayzer l'sirara shayabai, does not get back, let's say, his job to be Rosh HaBezdin. And Chanami says, the Meiri had a kapara, but l'maisa, the fact that he caused someone else to lose his life, that's going to prevent him from taking back his previous position of kavod. But he did have a kapara, and he has to do his best to go on now and adarabba, try to bring life to people. Okay, in our Mishnah, we learn quickly, chazering over Perik Bey's Mishnah Ches. The Ratzeach comes to the Ir Mikla, the people want to be mechabed him over there. He has to say, I'm a Ritzayach. If they say, even though we know you're a Ritzayach, we still want to be mechabed you, he can accept it from them. He can accept the kavod from them. That's because the Pasuk says, V'zedvar ha-Ritzayach. As long as he told them exactly what it is, and he never had to say it himself, he already has his kapara in as much he can take the kavod. Does he have to pay rent to the Leviim or not? Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Rabbi Meir says no. When he leaves the Ari Mikla, let's say the Kohen Gadol died, does he return to his previous prestigious position? Rabbi Meir says yes. Rabbi Yehuda says no.